Fantastic. We'll call this meeting to order. Alexander, would you be so kind as to hold the Pledge of Allegiance for us or conduct that?
Sure. Okay, everyone, right hand over your heart and ready to begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you for that. Can we get our council roll call?
Vladimir Anderson. Eric Duane.
Present.
Alexis Federico. Alexander Gonzalez.
Sorry about that. Present.
Alex Maslin.
Present.
Robert McDonald.
Present.
Marcos Villa. And Stephanie Wade.
Present.
And we do have quorum.
All right, thank you. Go ahead and move into public comment. Do we have any public comment today?
We did not receive a request to speak, but we do have members of the public present. If there are any members of the public that would like to speak during public comment, please use the hand raise icon or press *9 and I will unmute you. Again, if there are members of the public that would like to address the board during public comment, please use the hand raise icon or press *9 and I will unmute you. Seeing none, Chair.
All right, thank you. We'll go ahead and move into action item 5I, or 1, AB 361. So this is a vote held to continue our meetings via Zoom. So if I could get a roll call vote.
We do need a motion and a second.
Oh, okay. I'll entertain a motion. All right. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. Second by Alexander Gonzalez. Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
I'll do the roll call vote. Sorry.
Very good.
Vladimir Anderson. Eric Duane.
Aye.
Alexis Federico. Alexander Gonzalez.
Aye.
Alex Maslin.
Aye.
Robert McDonald.
Aye.
Marcos Villa. And Stephanie Wade. Aye. That is majority, Chair.
All right, thank you. We'll go on and move into item 2, the County Master Calendar of Events.
Yeah, let me just provide some context for this item. This is something that we will probably evaluate every April. All county boards, councils, and commissions are asked to add any events that the members would like to be approved on the county's master events calendar that the Board of Supervisors approves. We kind of got away from it the last couple of years because there hasn't really been a lot of events going on in the community because of COVID. But now that we're looking ahead to the next year, fiscal year 22-23, if there's any events that OCBAC is aware of that you would like to participate in, or you know, you as an OCBAC member wearing your OCBAC hat would like to be involved in, we should add it to the county master events calendar just so that we don't have to go through a separate process later for approval. It doesn't lock us in necessarily. It doesn't mean that we have to participate, but at least if we have it on the list, like I said, we won't have to seek separate approval later. So if you're aware of anything in your cities or anything happening on Veterans Days, let's go ahead and propose to add that to the list.
All right, so at this time, how long do we have? When does this have to be finalized, this list?
So if OCBAC wants to put anything on the calendar, we've got to do it today in this meeting. Otherwise, we kind of miss the opportunity.
Can I jump in?
Sure.
Absolutely.
There are several ones that we need to do in my mind. Number one is Memorial Day, which is coming up right now. That's here in a month and a half. Veterans Day is the others. Heroes Hall, every year for the last 3 years, even during COVID, Heroes Hall did all the birthdays. So we should consider the Army's first, I think the Air Force is second, Coast Guard is third, the Navy is fourth, and then that other group is right next to Veterans Day, the Marines. So those, they always have some type of reception or some type of program over at Heroes Hall to honor all the birthdays. I know that we've actually, before COVID, we actually brought in the Coast Guard Cutter people from over in Corona Del Mar, the Narwhal, and we do something for each one of those birthdays. So I just think that that would be something that would be apropos for the legislators to come to and the county officials to come to, because it's at Heroes Hall, it's on a particular birthday, and it's a great photo op for them. That would be my suggestion right now. And I can get you those dates later on, Erica, for each one of the birthdays, all right?
Sure, and we can look those up too, but if everyone's in agreement to at least get those on the calendar, we'll Absolutely. Go ahead and add those. Memorial Day, I think we're covered just because this is for next fiscal year. Yeah. So we should be okay for this year. If there's anything specific that an OCVAC member is going to participate in wearing their OCVAC hat, or if OCVAC as a council wants to participate in it, just let me know so that I can cross-reference it with this year's calendar. If it's not on that, then we'll go ahead and seek approval from the board for that event specifically.
I wanted to raise one other. I mean, I totally endorse Bobby's list, and Bobby knows the events better than just about anybody in the county. But I did want to add that we should amend the Pacific Air Show. It's going to be October 2nd. Yeah. 2nd is the start this year, and we wanted to have a presence there.
That's right. We did try and get something last year, but we were too late to it. Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely.
Not a great choice.
And then I also wanted to point out that, hopefully, we'll talk about it more later, but hopefully we're going to have a welcome home event. That'll be put on the calendar by the supervisors, assuming they move forward. I know my supervisor is going to do it independently, but I have a feeling that the other supervisors will be supportive of it as well.
The other supervisors right now are partnering with a congressperson or something to that effect. You know, Korea's going to do it. I know that Korea did it with, I'm trying to figure out who did it. But anyway, I know Wagner's getting ready to do it with Young Kim coming up here. So, I mean, those are good things. Those are probably, and again, more importantly, those are in our districts. So, but we should be able to make it a we're still a group.
And then I would also like to add, and Bobby knows about this, Heroes Hall is planning to do an exhibit for LGBT Pride in May, June. And I don't know exactly when, it's probably gonna be more in the May timeframe, but I'd like to add that because I know I was already asked to participate in some of it, so.
They're not doing it during Pride Month, or they are? Because June is Pride Month.
Pride Month begins in May with Harvey Milk's birthday. And
that's right, okay.
Continues through.
Got it.
What's the title of that event again, Stephanie?
This is one of the things I'm learning with the county. The more general you make it, the better in case it changes or shifts. So I would just say Heroes Hall
LGBTQ plus
military or veteran.
We may want to do some research. I mean, put it down, but we may want to do some research because I know there's a Pride Day at the fair. And that might be the best way to do it, the Pride Day at the fair. I know that that way it's all coordinated right there at the fairgrounds, and you got Heroes Hall, you got them all right there. Just a suggestion and a thought.
Chair, I'm sorry for the interruption, but we will need an official action to add these to the calendar. So we'll need a motion and a second and take a vote to add these to the calendar.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
All right, second.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Roll call vote.
Okay. Please.
Thank you. Vladimir Anderson? Eric Duane?
Aye.
Alexis Federico? Alexander Gonzalez?
Aye.
Alex Maslin?
Aye.
Robert McDonald?
Aye.
Marcos Villa? And Stephanie Wade?
Aye.
That is
can I add a little, I forgot to add one. Maybe we could add it without the thing. We also need to do it for Women's History Month. at Heroes Hall. Okay. I mean, I know we all, it's not important that we, well, I shouldn't say it's not important. We always do something for Black History Month, Asian Pacific Islander Month, it's Hispanic Heritage Month. But I'm saying from a standpoint
Native here, American
women veterans, we should do a Women's History Month piece.
Can we add all those? Native Americans, African-American, like maybe we need a new motion since we're adding several.
Yeah, do that. A new motion is fine.
Can we make it a friendly amendment?
Exactly.
Can't we just make it a friendly? Yeah, anyway, go ahead. I'll do it. I'll make the motion. Black History Month, Asian Pacific Islander Month, Women's History Month, Native American Month. What's the other one? Hispanic Heritage Month. Yeah. There you go. I got them all.
And we had a second.
I think second.
Second.
And I'll go ahead and proceed with the roll call. Vladimir Anderson. Eric Duane.
Aye.
Alexis Federico. Alexander Gonzalez.
Aye.
Alex Maslin.
Aye.
Robert McDonald.
Yeah.
Marcos Villa. And Stephanie Wade.
Aye.
And that is majority chair.
I was going to be a smart ass and say I abstain, but I won't do that.
We appreciate
you. Just kidding.
It's all good. All right. Are there any other things that we want to add to the master calendar, guys? I would say that next year we want to make sure that we get it on March's agenda. That way it gives our folks
to discuss
2 months.
In April.
Yep.
Yes,
absolutely.
Point well taken.
Rather Thank than you, sneak up on us again. No more ambushes. Okay. We'll move on to item number 6, executive committee report. And nothing to report at this time. Stephanie, do you have anything?
I got a couple things. One, I wanted to announce that I'm going to praise her in absentia, but Alexis isn't here, but I knew about it last month when we met, but I couldn't say anything. She was selected as the Military Woman of the Year by Supervisor Foley. It's one of several honors she's received. And man, I had to do some of the research to write the cert. And first of all, you got to pull it out of her. Like, it ain't easy because she's very humble, but she's incredibly accomplished. And in particular, you know, not only did she serve multiple combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, and she was, you know, the first woman to be a weapons instructor at HMX One, but she also won the Order of Dedalians, which made her the top aviator in the Marine Corps the year she won it. So incredible. The other is just an update about Welcome Home, the Welcome Home event for post 9/11 veterans. So the letter has been sent out. I still haven't actually seen it, but I know it went to the chiefs and to each individual supervisor. And I have a meeting later this week with the chairman's military representative. I know that I've spoken to Supervisor Foley. She's extremely supportive. So I think if two supervisors collaborate on something, it can be a countywide event. So I think that's going to happen. It's a question of the planning and then getting the budget and getting it on the county events calendar and then moving forward. But I'm very hopeful. I wanted to put down a marker, and I raised this again, but I'd like next month for us to discuss a bylaws change, to amend the bylaws to allow for a tie-breaking procedure, just in case we have that. We've had it once before in the past, but probably particularly important for our July meeting when we'll be doing elections. And then the last thing, I'm going to drop into the chat a flyer. I know that Rene Ramirez and the entire crew have been promoting it, but we have, there's a job fair taking place on the 21st next week on Thursday. And it goes for veterans, it begins at 10 a.m. and it goes until 2 p.m. And that's what I wanted to stress. There's a real veterans aspect to it. We have a number of, Eric Ensley is going to be there and promoting opportunities for employers to do veterans hiring preferences. And in addition, we're recruiting veterans to participate, and they get early access for the first half hour where they'll have exclusive access to the 100 vendors that we have lined up, to the 100 employers rather. And in addition, we're gonna be providing some veterans employment related services. So I really love it, since I know community services has already been punching it out, but if in our personal networks, if we could start putting out the flyer. And so the folks on the call could put it on your personal Facebook page and really promote it, because I'd really like to make sure that veterans are very much at the front of the line. And I know that's the supervisor's intent. That was all I had.
All right, thank you. We'll move on to item number 7, the Orange County Veterans Service Office update. Elena.
Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. So I wanted to report that last month, it was towards the end of the month, March 31st, we had our college tuition fee waiver online workshop. Our last year's workshop, I would say, was slightly better attended. I think we had about 26 attendees this time, but that was kind of intentional. And when I say that, what I mean is our number one goal with this workshop was to get it recorded. So we wanted to do a really good job so that we could record it. And we're working with our media team right now to put it up on the YouTube site, and then to have a link to it like right in the center of our Orange County Veterans Service Office webpage. So that way the reach will really go beyond those initial 26 attendees, and folks will be able to continue to go back to it as a reference throughout this whole college season. And then ideally we'll just update it, as we get updates in from the state or from the colleges. But the nuts and bolts of really how to apply for this benefit, which is extremely popular in our office, are all going to be in that recording. So I feel like it was a huge success. And I thank you to those of you on the call who attended. Looking forward, we are going to do another workshop in May. It's called the Veterans Home Loan Workshop, and we're partnering with CalVet, with the USA Home Ownership Foundation, and Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals to cover some subjects like how to access down payment assistance programs, an overview of your VA home loan guarantee and eligibility requirements. And then if veterans want, they can even get connected to HUD housing counselors. So that's going to be on Thursday, May 5th, from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we are going to be obviously advertising it on social media as well, just like we did with the college tuition fee waiver program. Last update that I'd like to share, which I know we've talked about before, but I'm getting really excited about it, is an initiative that Erica started in this office, which is to switch our appointment booking method to an online appointment booking system. So we have weekly meetings with the contractor who's building this software for us. We're going to meet with them again tomorrow, and I just want to report that it's looking, like everything is running on track, and we're very excited for that to launch before the end of the year. Thank you.
Very exciting. I did attend. I saw that Stephanie missed it, and I did attend the CalVet fee waiver, and it was very well done. I've seen a couple of different presentations of that over the year, and as somebody who's definitely benefited from that, it was great information to revisit. So thanks for the efforts on making that a successful seminar. Go ahead and move on into item 9. Item 8, Ben Gales has already reported that he won't be here today. So I'll go ahead and move on to item 9. If I have anything to report for Communications Committee, Alex Maslin.
Nothing to report. I do kind of have a question to follow up on the events we talked about earlier. I had a note to bring up the air show, and I was just curious, in the past, do we ever, or the county, I should say, the VSO, set up a booth or, some type of signage? No. Or have, okay.
We want to do that this year. That is the plan.
Okay.
And that's why Perfect. Stephanie threw it on there last year. It was an initiative that we tried to bring about that was brought up by Stephanie, and it was too late in the game for us to get a booth, but the plan is to have one this year. So we got it on the calendar.
Awesome. Then that's all I had.
All right. Do we have anything for events or outreach committee? I have Vlad and Mario are both not here today. We'll move on to welcome home event. Do we have any update by Alex Maslin or Stephanie Wade?
I think Stephanie covered it.
Okay.
Earlier.
All right. Fantastic. We'll go ahead and move into item 10, That is council comments. Start with Stephanie.
Nothing to report. I've given my comments.
All right. Robert McDonald, Bobby.
I was going to jump in right after Alex Maislin, but I wanted to, hi, Marcos. How you doing? Good seeing you, buddy. Okay. Glad you joined us. On the 22nd, I believe it's the 22nd, coming up next Friday is the welcome home program for Don Wagner and Young Kim. I believe it's next Friday at 10 o'clock. They're having a job fair and all that kind of stuff too. It starts at 8, but the welcome home program's at 10. So I just wanted to make sure that information got out. I would like to mention that with Memorial Day coming up, I'm getting tons of phone calls and I can't do them all. So there's enough up for us to as the group to get out there and find one in our area, and we should all be participatory. I'm doing one on Friday at Newport Harbor High School. And then on Monday, I'm doing one at kicking off the one at Tustin. And then thanks to some group of people at the Patriotic Hall in LA, they talked me into doing an MC in the one at 11:15 down in Compton. So I'm in Southern California again. So, but there's room for everybody to get something. There's enough. Trust me. Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Bobby.
Go ahead. Next month in June, maybe middle of June, the VFW state convention will be at the DoubleTree in in Orange. So the host post will be the Anaheim VFW 3173. But when we have those kinds of groups coming in, we need to be participatory in those. That's something else we might want to put on there next year if there's something local, just so we can be in. That's a great recruitment opportunity. It's a great place to be in front of all the veterans, and also a great place for us to get information that's current that could help us in health benefits and the cemetery. That's all.
Thank you very much. We'll go ahead and move on to Marcos.
Hey, everyone. Apologies for my tardy. So, just riding on Bobby's message, right now I am currently working on bringing back our Memorial Day project for the school. That's something that Bobby helped me with starting out last year, and we're wanting to continue the legacy forward. So if you're looking for something to get involved in, that is one project that I'm working on and, tons of space for it. So reach out. Let me know if you want to get involved. I'll throw my email in there. And thank you.
Could you give a little more description again, Marcos?
Yes, and sorry for that. So last year we did a flagpole project, and what that was is it was a group of veterans getting together. We collaborated with TMC, the Mission Continues, and we worked with our students, our clients, so people on the spectrum, people with neurodiverse challenges, and really just getting connected, getting plugged up, giving veterans some space to get back into making community impacts. Means a lot to my program because that's mentorship opportunity for my clients. And so what we did is, we got together, we taught our clients how to, make cement out of sand, all the way down to putting the flag in the ground and doing a dedication ceremony that followed. And that's where Bobby Mack came in and, delivered an outstanding speech, really getting everybody excited about the, patriotic impacts of the day. And inspired our leadership to want to make sure that we continue to recognize our veterans annually, as we move forward as a company. And so this year, right now, I'm currently working right on getting together with Congressman Mike Levin's office and hoping that he has space to be with us for the Memorial Day ceremony right now, thinking that we would be able to use this as a mode to partner into what Wayne Yost over at the VFW Dana Point is doing. He already has Memorial Day ceremony established. And so if there's a way that we can structure out a plan so that way we would be able to move from Wayne Yost's event to our schools after, that is the goal. However, there's also conversation about possibly getting Congresswoman Katie Porter's office involved, because this is an area that both representatives are working on covering. And so we're just trying to figure out operationally, what is the most strategic and what's the most practical for outcomes. And at the same time, we're keeping an open mind to if, we needed to make a different decision and think about a different leader. There's a ton in our group that would be, perfect candidates for, helping out with that speech. And so, you know, my biggest thing is that, you know, if we couldn't, I always want to have a veterans talking. And so if we have any veterans in our group who, you know, would want to be part of this event, let's do that, because it's better that it comes from the veteran leadership. This is a veteran holiday. And so as important as it is to get the recognition by our city and our council people, you know, I want to make sure that the message is coming from our veterans. So if you have somebody in mind who's doing big impacts out there, somebody in our group who is, you know, maybe wanting to just convey the message of what AUKBAC is doing, let's talk about it.
Yeah, maybe you and I should talk, Marcos. I'll reach out.
I appreciate that, Stephanie. And I am signed up for your the upcoming job fair. And so if, you know, it's not between here and there, I'll definitely be out at the fair. And thank you for getting us plugged up with that, Stephanie. And besides that, thank you again. Thank you to everybody.
All right. Thank you, Marcos. Alexander Gonzalez.
I have no reports again. Thank you.
All right. Alex Maslin.
Nothing to add.
Okay. That concludes our meeting. We'll move to adjournment. Thank you, everyone, showing up today, making sure we have quorum. Hopefully this time we're well within our 30 days, Desiree. So, all right, great. We won't need another emergency meeting or anything like that. Thank you so much. Thanks for all you do for veterans out in our community. Remember, we always ask ourselves, as Bobby taught us all in the very beginning, have we helped a veteran today? That's right. I see him mouthing the word. All right, you all have a great day. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Take care now.